Stop me if you've heard this one before. The North Carolina House has passed a bill that is sure to bring controversy. This measure shields drivers who hit protesters from lawsuits. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Last year, in the wake of the killing of Keith Lamont Scott, protesters took over Charlotte City streets, even marching down sections of I-277 and I-85. All this caught the attention of Republican Representative Justin Burr of Montgomery County.
We've seen time and time again as folks run out in the middle of the streets at the interstates in Charlotte and attempt to block traffic, that we want to make sure that those drivers do not have to fear driving through Charlotte or anywhere in North Carolina.
Now, there are many ways this could be done, but Burr decided to go in a controversial direction with House Bill 330.
Members, this bill provides that a person driving an automobile while exercising due care is immune from civil liability for any injury to another if the injured person was participating in a protest or demonstration and blocking traffic.
Translation, a driver who hits or even runs over a protester on a street could be shielded from lawsuits by the person they injure.
Now, this bill does not allow for a driver of a vehicle to target protesters intentionally. That obviously is not the intention.
In other words, if you're trying to get from point A to point B and you just happen to hit one protester or more while driving through a demonstration, you would be protected from civil lawsuits.
We all know that this is being done to try and make a point about protests.
Democrat Greg Meyer is just one of the lawmakers who saw a problem with this bill.
And it is just going to embarrass us. There is no good reason to pass this bill.
Even those in favor of the measure saw problems. When first introduced, this bill was incredibly broad. Amendments followed. One, to make it clear it was just for protesters on the street. An earlier version could have included those on the sidewalk. Another amendment made this bill only pertain to protesters who did not have a permit to be on the street. But there's a problem with that, as pointed out by Democrat Pricey Harrison.
There is Supreme Court case law that there is a constitutional right to protest without a permit, even in the streets, when the protest is in a rapid response to unforeseeable and recent events.
Just like the events which Burr said spurred this proposed law. And speaking of law, Robert Reeves, another Democrat, brought up that this bill isn't necessary because of existing state law about negligence. In North Carolina, you can only collect in certain circumstances. I'll let Reeves explain.
Well, one of the few states that still has a contributory negligence instead of a comparative negligence standard. Comparative negligence means that if I'm somewhat at fault, but you're more at fault, you've got to pay me. Well, with contributory negligence, if you're 99% at fault and I'm 1% at fault, I still cannot recover.
We all know what this bill is about. Come on.
Republican Michael Speciale supports the bill, and he was a bit perturbed by those on the other side and the YouTube videos he's watched of protesters in the streets.
And I watch these things and I say, oh my God, I mean, this idiot that just did this just nearly got hit by that car because they're just running out and then grabbing and holding hands across the highway. That's not protest. That's not legitimate protest, and you got no right to block people. I think it's a good bill. I think it sends the right message. And all of this will be the laughing stock. Give me a break.
The bill has passed the North Carolina House. It now heads to the Senate. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.